Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jerry Silberman's here. Jerry is a longtime Brain Trust member, CEO, and founder Corporate Turnaround, a small business restructuring firm. He co-authored the book, The Small Business Survival Guide, and along with our good friend Barbara Weltman, and he's our good friend Jerry Silberman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back, and I admire the work that you do, Jerry, because I've been there, done that. I've been up against it. I've been in the hard times. I actually had a visit with a bankruptcy judge once upon a time in years, decades past, and the judge said, Jim, you're an example of what bankruptcy laws were made for. What's going on in your world right now? You're why they made bankruptcy laws. And he said, are you ready to file? And I said, no, sir, I'm not. And I didn't. And I worked out of it, but you know, I mean, I was there. I was that close. I was just a go-no-go place. So when I talk about these things with my audience, ladies, Jerry, you know, they know that this is not something that I'm pontificating about. I've lived this thing about what happens when you have tough times.
You know, I can't imagine a business owner, a small business owner, that hasn't been in that position. It's almost an impossibility because, yeah. because cash flow goes up and down.
Yeah.
A lot of times, unless your business is booming, you know, if you just have a normal, mature business, you don't know necessarily where your next dollar is coming from, or if you're going to lose your biggest customer, or if some regulations are going to change, or if there'll be a natural disaster,
or you're
going
to get a letter
in front of you,
or you're going to get a letter from a bankruptcy court that tells you one of your big one of the people holding a big piece of your accounts receivable has just taken bankruptcy out of the blue.
Yeah. You know what I find the problem is? It's not getting into a debt problem. It's knowing what to do when you get into the debt problem. And by definition, business owners, small business owners, entrepreneurs, they have egos. Entrepreneur ego, I think it might be a synonym in the dictionary.
It can be your greatest blessing and or your greatest curse.
Exactly. And that's the problem, is the curse part. When you do get into tight cash flow, you get into a financial problem, a debt problem, you don't always do the right things. The first thing people do is hope that things will get better. And I'm the first one to tell you that hope is not an effective strategy for doing anything. You need to take action, and the action you take, you really have to have that difficult conversation with yourself. Okay, I can't handle, I hate to use it as an analogy, but it's like going into Alcoholics Anonymous. You have to have that difficult conversation with yourself saying that, okay, I'm an alcoholic first, and that's what you have to do with debt. You have, before you can get help, you have to say, okay, I have a debt problem, and I can't handle it on my own. Mm-hmm. So now the next question is, where do you go for that help? And people take, you just were talking about it. You said, okay, you went in front of a bankruptcy judge, yet decided not to go in that direction. So there are other choices, and one of the choices now, Jim, which wasn't available years ago, are what are called cash advances, these small business loans. You see them advertised all the time, especially on radio.
Right.
You hear about them. And these companies have, there's so many of them out there now. These companies have made financing for small businesses so much easier to obtain than going, let's say, through the SBA or going through a bank directly. However, like in anything, they make it easier. But there's a trade-off for that.
On the other end of the transaction, it's harder.
Yeah, paying it back. That's the problem. And because it's not a consumer transaction, they're not limited by usury laws or the limit they can charge you. They don't even call it interest. I mean, they don't even give it an interest rate. They call it a money factor. They have several different names that they call it. how much do you pay back? And I'm going to tell you, on the low end, the interest, the equivalent interest annualized, is about 65%.
I have to say, though, Jerry, the factor, what we used to call a factoring
right.
company,
mm-hmm.
used to think of them like you were just describing, and if you got to the point where you needed a factor, all you were really doing was prolonging the inevitable. And making it more painful in most cases. But I have to tell you, there are companies now that are morphing out of the factor industry,
right.
that actually are helping companies.
Right.
You've seen them, I'm sure. And,
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's more expensive.
No, it's not inexpensive. But I'm just saying that there are a lot of other financial options out there, as you alluded to earlier.
Right. Right.
There are a lot of other financial opportunities now than there used to be without paying those big rates. But the key is this. The key is not to let yourself get to the point where you have limited options where even they can't help you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Isn't it?
Well,
you can't be in denial. You cannot. The more you're in denial, the more likely you are to bite the dust.
That's exactly it, and that's why we're talking about the most difficult conversation you're going to have, and it's with yourself. It's
right.
really coming to that point
mm-hmm.
of knowing and saying,
I need help.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So these companies, what they're doing, you know, by charging all this. Oh, let me give you some numbers. In our business of small business debt restructuring, the companies that used to come to us for years and years, they were using credit cards to finance their company. And we thought back then, you know, 25-30% money
right.
on credit cards, we thought that was expensive. We thought, of course you're going to be in trouble because you can't even afford the interest on your
right.
debt.
Right.
Now, about 50% of the debts used to be credit cards. Now, about 60% of the debts in our program are cash advances.
Really?
And only about 20% credit cards.
Wow.
Big, huge switch. So that tells me something. That means that people, out of desperation, they're getting into this trouble. You're getting into financial trouble, and they're making the wrong decisions. They're taking their credit cards and their other debts. So maybe they are paying 1.5% a month up to a supplier, or 2% on your credit cards, or 2.5% on your credit cards. And now they're getting these loans, these cash advance loans, and they're using it to pay off their other debt.
Jerry, I need your website, please.
What's that?
I need your website.
My website is corporateturnaround.com.
When we come back, I'm going to get Jerry to tell you what to do, when to see when it's time to get help, and what to do. What are the steps to take after these messages? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.